welcome along everybody to our July council meeting. I'd like to welcome you all here, and I'd just like to remind you all that the meeting today is being recorded. In attendance, we have as listed with apologies from Councillor Wes Asprey and Councillor John Mearns, who is also absent. We'll commence the meeting at 3:33 p.m. Public question time. There's no public present, so there's no questions. Apologies and leave of absence. Councillor Asprey requested leave of absence in June, so he's absent, as I said. Do we have any requests for leave of absence for our August meeting? No, everyone present. Petitions, memorials, or deputations? We don't have any. Do we have any declarations of councillors and officers' interest in any items in the agenda today? No. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. Could I please have a mover and a seconder that council confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Tuesday, June the 16th, 2026, as included in attachment 7.1.1. Councillor Cork and Councillor Allen, any questions? No, all in favour? Carried, 5.
Sorry, I wasn't here. I can't vote, sorry.
Sorry, Councillor, you must vote.
Oh, yeah, you can vote.
Okay.
Yes. But thanks anyway. Minutes of the special council meeting held on Thursday the 25th of June. Could I have a mover and a seconder that council confirms the minutes of the special council meeting held on Thursday the 25th of June 2026 as included in attachment 9.2.1. Councillor Allen, Councillor Gall, any questions? All in favour? Carried, 5. Motions of which notice has been given. No motions. Receipt of committee minutes or reports and consideration of recommendations. We have the minutes of the Central Country Zone meeting as attachment 9.1.1 and 9.1.2. If council could confirm these minutes as a true and correct record. Can you move in a seconder, please? Councillor Gall, do I have a seconder? We're receiving some minutes from the Central Country Zone. I just need a seconder.
Pardon?
A seconder.
Oh, sorry.
Councillor Allen has seconded the motion. Any questions? No? All in favour? Carried. 5-0. Report by the President. I'm sorry to say I don't have a report this month. I'm sorry. I've been a bit busy and haven't got one done, so sorry about that. We'll move on to the report by the Chief Executive Officer.
Just as it's
listed,
councillors.
Any questions to the CEO?
Yes, can I ask the CEO, are there any issues with the bird flu, concerns that we'll ever have any problems down this way? Or is it just coastal, or we don't know?
It's one of those sorts of things, Councillor, it could be anywhere. Probably at the moment, the issue that you've got is that if you do see a dead bird, was it the bird flu or not? We've turned around and tried to get some information on protection for staff or what's actually required for it. But it's one of those sorts of things. Essentially, they're sort of saying that if you have one dead bird, unless it actually shows signs of being sick, probably just dispose of it, but take care. If you do get an event where you've got multiple birds, report it through and send them through for testing.
Report it to the Shire or?
No, to Department of Biosecurity.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Mr. CEO. Any other questions to the CEO? No? Okay, moving on. Notice of motions for the following meeting? None. Reports and information? None. 13.1, monthly schedule of accounts paid for June 2026. As listed in the attachment, and we have an officer recommendation on page 11 and relevant to attachment 13.1.1. I could have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Miller has moved, Councillor Allen has seconded. Any questions? No.
This is for the June
accounts. List of accounts?
Yeah.
Councillor Corbyn, yes.
I just had one. What's Narrogin Consultancy Service? What are they?
That was for the Lima.
Local Emergency Management Authority. Oh, it's right. The grant funded one.
Right. Okay then.
Annika.
Keeling. Yeah.
And the HKC Construction, $37,000. What did that? Do you know? Or is that just ongoing with all the work they're doing around the place?
It was a mixture of a different... It was about three different things in it. And off the top of my head, I can't remember. Right. I can find that out for you.
All right, that's
thanks,
all.
Councillor Cook. Any other questions regarding the list of accounts? Okay, anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 5-0. 13.2, Statement of Financial Activity for June, as listed there, and a recommendation on page 13. That Council accepts a Statement of Financial Activity as listed in attachment 13.2.1. I could have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Miller and Councillor Cork, any questions? No. Councillor Cork, any questions? No. Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 5-0. 13.3, Dual Fire Control Officers. We have requests from surrounding shires to nominate or appoint fire control officers as dual fire control officers. We have three dot points here. Would we like to do it as a block?
Yeah.
A block. Councillor Allen has moved as a block, dot point one, dot point two, and dot point three. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gould, any questions?
No.
Councillor Gould? Anyone against the recommendation? All in favour? Carried 5-0. Item 13.4, purchase of community shed building.
Can I move that we... Can I have standing orders?
Councillor Miller has moved that we suspend standing orders. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gall? All in favour? Carried 5. So it doesn't have to be summoned. Okay, thank you. Could I please have a mover and a seconder to resume standing orders?
Yeah, I move that we come out.
Thank you, Councillor. And Councillor Paul has seconded that we resume standing orders. And we return to item 13.4, the purchase of community shed building. Item as listed on page 17 of your agenda, with a recommendation on page 18. Did you want me to read the recommendation out?
Not necessarily.
No, you can.
Yes, please.
Yes, okay. Officer recommendation is that the Chief Executive Officer be authorised to negotiate the purchase of the Donga unit location at the Wickapin Community Shed for the amount of $4,500 with a contribution of 50% from the He Shed, She Shed of $2,250 and the balance from the Shire of Wickapin of $2,250, with the funds being allocated from the building maintenance reserve, or from the budget. From building maintenance.
I'll move that to a motion.
Thank you, Councillor Ball. Thank you for moving that. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Miller has seconded the motion. Do I have discussion, Councillor Gould?
No, I think it's reasonably clear in that the Shire will then purchase that, will be the owner of that item once this is negotiations happened.
Thank you.
So I'm happy with that.
Thank you. Councillor Miller?
Now, the only thing I thought was, after reading the recommendation again, after some discussion, that we don't have to, in the negotiation, we don't actually have to agree to pay the $4,500. That's also negotiable as well, I would have thought. So it's not like the he shed has to pay the other half.
That's correct.
So that's why, whether I amend that motion or just make that understanding.
It's all a negotiation, but the maximum contribution from the Shire is $2,000.
That's the main thing I was going to say. So if the he shed...
The rest of it is negotiable.
Yeah, no worries.
So in saying that, do we actually nominate that we stipulate the amount $4,500?
No,
I think we need to remove that. In that, just our maximum contribution should be $2,250. How, if she agrees to that, and the he shed doesn't want to put any more in, then it can still be done. I think it.
So, do we need to reword the recommendation?
So, can I put an amendment to the motion, please?
Yes, please.
That.
Councillor Miller is doing an amendment to the wording of the motion.
I'm not sure how I'm going to word this, but that the Shire offers to pay $2,250 for the purchase of the Donga. The rest of the negotiation will be up towards Carolyn McDougall and the He Shed, She Shed people. That's the maximum we're going to pay. That's all
and the building will be owned by the Shire.
And the building to then be owned by the Shire.
Councillor, are you actually happy if I put a recommendation in? Sorry, if I recommend what your recommendation should be?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Help me out with that one.
If we can actually turn around, remove the words "for the amount of $4,500,
mm-hmm.
leaving with a contribution.
Yep.
Remove the "of 50%. Leaving from the he shed, she shed. Take out the dollar amount there.
Yep.
And the balance from the Shire, $2,250, with funds being allocated through. So therefore, we're not actually specifying what the contribution is for the he shed, she shed.
Yep.
It's negotiable, but the Shire's amount is $2,250.
Yep. And maybe you might want to remove the balance then. Because you're not saying a figure where you don't want
to
remove the balance, just say the maximum.
And the amount.
Amount
from the Shire.
From the Shire. Will be maximum.
No, I'll just leave it at that.
No, it doesn't have to be maximum, okay. Sorry.
And that words it correctly.
Are you happy with what it says? Do you want to read it again?
Yeah, I suppose Julie can read it out.
Can you just change location to located? It's just better English.
What was that?
Yes. Location to located. Yep. Yes.
You know, located. Okay. So pretty sure the wording now says that the chief executive officer be authorised to negotiate the purchase of the Donga unit located at the Wikapun community shed with a contribution from the he shed, she shed and the amount from the Shire being $2,250 with funds being allocated from building maintenance. Does that make sense?
Yep. It does, it's probably not perfect, but it's alright.
Yeah.
With a contribution, I sort of think it should be, sorry to revamp it again, but
I think we can remove with the contribution from the heat, we just say where our maximum allocation or our allocation will be $2,250.
Well, I was going to suggest that our contribution be said first. Purchase of the Donga unit located at the Wikapun community shed to the amount of $2,250 with funds being allocated from building maintenance, any balance being a contribution from the community shed.
Okay, so
now we'll go with how Mr. said it.
Oh, all I tried to do was just sort of, yeah, change what was there.
Be authorised to negotiate the purchase of the Donga unit located at the Wikapun community shed with a contribution from the he shed, she shed, and the amount from the Shire being $2,250, with funds being allocated from building maintenance.
I mean, you're not specifying what the contribution from the he shed, she shed
be.
Is. Mm. It could be a hearty handshake. Mm.
Yep.
That's right. So.
Yeah, I'd like to move that motion, please.
Thanks. Councillor Miller has moved that motion and Councillor Gall has seconded that motion. I vote on that motion, don't I? It's only one motion, is it?
So we actually vote on the amendment?
Okay, we're voting on the amended motion.
For it to be accepted.
So I'll put that to the vote. All in favour of the amended motion?
Okay. The amended motion now becomes the substantive motion.
So we now vote on the substantive motion. We don't need to move in a second.
No.
Okay. We now vote on the substantive motion. All in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you all very much. Moving on to item 13.5, the Yealering Water Supply. This has been an ongoing issue for Yealering's water supply over a long period of time, and it needs to be resolved as it's a health and safety issue. So the item's information is contained, and the officer recommendation is that the Chief Executive Officer write Water Corporation relevant ministers and local members expressing concern over the potential risk and health issue concerns with the Yealering water supply in the event of a power failure and requesting a self-starting generator to be installed for the facility. Councillor Corp has moved that.
Yeah, I'll move that.
Thank you, Councillor Corp. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Allen. Any questions, Councillor Cork? Would you like to
say? No, I think summertime is the main time, but it's also a wintertime problem as well. It's not just when there's a fire around or something like that, it's any time the power goes out.
Yeah, health concerns is any time of year.
Councillor Allen, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, well, it is a concern.
Yep.
A great concern. Doesn't affect probably me, because I've got the rainwater tank. But yeah, for everybody else, yeah, they come up and get water out my rainwater tank to have a cup of tea and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's not a problem it is a problem for the community.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Anyone like to speak against? Any other discussion? Thank you all. And
Madam President, I just wanted to say that I've considered other alternatives, but none of them would work as well as what has been suggested in this. You know, you could have a battery, you could have solar power.
Yeah.
This is the best solution,
yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah. So it certainly needs a reliable self-starting unit somewhere, because the minute there's no power, there's no water, and if that's an extended period of time for a day or 2 days or 3 days, you can't flush your toilet, you can't have a shower, you can't fight a fire. It's in this day and age, it just shouldn't happen. And it's not Water Corp's fault. It's just the way that the system was set up, and it needs to be resolved. So I'd like to put to the motion and get some action on it, please. All in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you all very much. Item 13.6, Wickapen Hotel Alfresco area. This has been brought back from on the table with further information. The hotel committee have requested to set up an alfresco area on the main footpath outside the hotel, and have requested support to do so and permission. So the officer recommendation is on page 23. That Wickapen Community Investments Trading as the Wickapen Hotel be permitted to provide alfresco dining outside and adjacent to the Wickapen Hotel on the condition that there is no obstruction to the main part of the Wobblin Street footpath and that pedestrians have clear access to the hotel and surrounding businesses. A mover and a seconder. Councillor Miller has moved. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Cork. Councillor Miller, would you like to speak?
Thanks.
Councillor Cork, anyone would like to speak?
Yes, Madam President.
Thank you, Councillor Gold. Yes.
If I can just say, I fully support the Wickapen Hotel and its endeavours, and support an alfresco dining. My concern is that there is some concern with children crossing the road. It's a busy road. That consideration by the applicant to make as safe as possible that area, so that children aren't running in across out into the road, or that drunken patrons don't wander off into the roadway. So if perhaps a letter could be sent to the owner to say, please consider safety of those persons utilising that area. That's what I wanted to say.
That's great. Thank you very much, Councillor Gall, and I'm sure everyone shares your concerns, because drinking can be unsafe. Hopefully it's not, but we can all see that it would be a very good thing to have happen. So with that, if there's no further discussion, I'll put to the vote. All in favour? Carried 5-0. Moving on. Item 13.7.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Okay. Item 13.7, Walga Annual General Meeting 2026. Just a slight amendment to the heading there.
Where?
In 2025. As you can see, we cut and paste last.
Emesis 2026.
In the first paragraph.
Summary.
Oh, goodness. It's 26, is it?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, I just didn't know what year it was.
Anyway, Walga are holding their annual convention between Wednesday the 16th of September and Friday the 18th of September. And Walga have requested council to forward their nominees for voting as at the Walga AGM, will be held at the convention. So we have the recommendation at, on page 25. Do I have someone to move something?
Yeah, I'll move that. That's the officer recommendation.
Which recommendation?
Which recommendation would you like to move?
The alternative officer
alternative. Recommendation. Councillor Miller has moved the alternative officer recommendation, which reads that Shire of Wickapen does not attend the 2026 Walga Convention and does not have representation at the Walga AGM. So do I have a seconder for that one? Councillor Gall, any discussion? All in favour? Carried 5-0. Thank you all very much. Item 14, confidential reports and information. Is none. Urgent business. None. With no further business, I will declare the meeting closed at 4:30. Thank you very much.